Well, what I would do is...
So time of learning and complexity of a state space.
I think they're both things to look at.
Okay.
I mean, one is a representational issue, one is a time issue. Again, if you want to make a priori assumptions about learning complexity, it's today largely done in terms of state space. But again, that's not everything. But so most of the time, I mean, you just do it experimentally. I mean, you basically run a set of experiments and show that...
So in that case, the simulation software needs to be enhanced, and I'm not exactly sure what things I need to do, I guess.
So what I would do is the first thing is, given what you have right now,
yep.
Let's see what we can construct. Then the next question becomes...
How do we increase
its complexity so that we can build larger policies?
So the first step is basically deciding which policies are interesting.
Right.
And which Fortinsons and goals would be interesting
right.
in building
and
policies.
Right. And then also the one thing that, I mean, we've talked some about is the, how do we finally pull out these common structures, these kind of
right.
adjective noun structures, and which type is the most useful. Actually, part of that we might ultimately have to do experimentally.
Okay.
Because again, there was this whole thing of should we pull out ones that are more like questions or ones that are more like statements or maybe both. Maybe they're related. But also if we're using these trees, what is the best algorithm to do this?
Yep.
And I think ultimately, at some point, I think we will have to include restructuring those trees.
Okay.
Because it is thoroughly possible that if you're just using the trees like they come out of there individually, that the common structures aren't in there.
Restructuring meaning learning them all as one large tree?
Yes. Or maybe there is a way to actually rebuild them.
Okay.
Manipulate them. I mean, kind of the idea... Or, see, in some sense, what matters is not so much that you build them together, even though that's kind of the most direct, but it would even help if the nodes would be picked in a similar order.
So rather than letting the...
So that it's not just
algorithm
your
choose.
Own... No, the algorithm would still choose, but not just based on one affordance's reduction in entropy.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the reduction in entropy for the different classes?
But still building them as separate trees?
And one thing of building them as separate trees is the other one. There might be attributes not in a tree that if you would add them to the tree, they would give you the same adjective. They just happen to be completely useless for one tree.
Right, so...
See, I mean, let's say you have something like color, which is, in reality, actually not a monolithic attribute, but color is hue, saturation, brightness, all of those.
Yep.
And you can separate them, more or less.
Yep.
It's possible that for one affordance, only the brightness matters, but the hue doesn't. While for another one, the hue and the brightness matters. Now, this would automatically give you two separate adjectives, or it would only give you brightness.
Right.
However, it's fairly possible that in the one where there's only brightness, the hue wouldn't have made any difference at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you could have actually used the same color adjective. You just didn't need the whole color adjective.
Right.
But in practice, that means if there's no reason for anywhere you need only brightness and the whole color adjective wouldn't work. If that's not the case, then you should have taken the color adjective rather than making up two, because it would have made no difference.
Right.
Even though it's a more complex adjective. And so it's possible that when you build these trees individually, that there are all attributes that make no difference will not be built in. But they might make a difference here and not here, and so now an adjective that contains a mixture of those attributes can't be built anymore.
Right.
Even though it might ultimately be the best adjective, because as a whole, it has the exact same effect as the individual pieces do.
So essentially, we'd be forcing those quote-unquote useless attributes to be
right. Well, but the thing is, you might be able to build them separately with a condition like that and be able to build them such that you're not actually building the tree around them, you're kind of hiding them within the tree. So you kind of have used decision parts of the tree and unused decision parts of the tree, but the structure is there.
Right.
Now that's probably really a little bit further out there, and it's also kind of a question of that at some point we'll have to answer whether we're going to stick with trees, because otherwise some of this stuff is so specific to trees that it might just not matter.
Yeah.
But one way is to take the trees that you have and when looking for the common structures, effectively to reverse engineer a structure by using the trees to generate data from which you can then construct a different type of tree by taking all of them into account. It's a lot of overhead. But it's like building one tree, just not building it from the original data the trees were built on, but building it from the trees themselves.
I see.
See, a tree can be easily used as a data generator if you maintained its statistics.
Like its entropy and the underlying data, effectively?
Well, effectively, the probability of the leaves would probably be sufficient.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how to do that, but we can talk about it more.
If you build the tree, I mean, every leaf, in some sense, has a set.
Yeah.
And you can either maintain the data samples, but in some sense, in a decision tree, maintaining a data sample at a leaf, actually, I'll take it back, is useful. Because it includes the information about the nodes you didn't include in the tree.
Right.
So maybe the statistics about the leaves alone is not good enough, even though that would save you an awful lot of memory.
Right.
And in practice, that might actually be something that would be done.
So, but it seems like the very first step is deciding which policies we want to generate initially from what we have, for what is available in the simulation before any enhancements are made.
Right. So I think the first thing is taking what we have right now. We have a set of policies already, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're the best ones, though, for kind of highlighting what we want to highlight, so.
Well, I would right now I'd kind of ask this question. Okay, so the first question is, what is the next level up task on it?
Well,
and again, this doesn't have to be a very complicated task. For the paper, it will ultimately have to be more complicated than what we have right now.
So right now,
we have to include more information.
Right now, all that's being done is grasping an object. And that's pretty much all that can be done. It can be grasped based on different criteria.
Well, no, it can be moved around.
It can be moved around, yeah, and it can be dropped, I guess. Mm-hmm. But moving it around, at least with what's currently there, is not really... You can't move it to an arbitrary location. You can really only move it to the location of another object.
You can move it to any location that has something. Yes.
Has something there, yes.
And I mean, you could make argument... Well, you could debate whether that's a good or bad assumption, or good or bad model.
Right.
It is not entirely clear how good we are at... Well, can we move something to an arbitrary point? We can move it to an arbitrary point. Can we ever select a point that has no features?
Probably not.
I guess you can stare at the middle of a blank wall. Whether that's defining a location, I guess, is a different question.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't move your eyes there on purpose in some sense.
But even a blank wall, like I guess you could in a very controlled environment, but even a blank wall isn't going to be pristine. Like if I look at...
It's actually incredibly difficult to look at a point on a black wall. Your eyes don't want to.
Yeah, they want to find something different.
Effectively, yes. Well, you can't saccade to nothing in some sense.
Right. It's interesting.
So
anyway, that's how it currently works.
So
a higher level, a very simple higher level task would be to move all objects into the same location.
Right. And it might just be something we need more than one, obviously, but it might just be something close to that simple that we could start with. Now, for the paper, we'll need something more because you won't get data out of that.
Right.
It's too simple. It's too few steps. So that ultimately, we might have to increase the number of steps, which would unfortunately mean increasing the number of objects.
Yeah. And then it's not, I guess it's still fairly tractable in terms of the size of the state space. Add like,
well, we'll have to see that effectively. So if we are sticking with kind of manipulation tasks for the moment, we have to say, well, in order to capture a range of simple manipulation tasks, what would we need and what would that do to our state space?
Would it be worth me trying to add four or five objects now and seeing if...
Well, I mean, see how complex it gets.
Okay.
And there's a difference between how complex it gets on paper versus in reality.
Right.
Because you can have objects that all have... that. So basically not all feature combinations occur, which might become a memory issue.
Yeah.
But it's not so much an actual learning issue because in practice... I think that would be good to say, well, what are the simple tasks? What's the next level task? What do we need to make this more interesting? I mean, the first thing is obviously going to be more objects.
Yeah. But do we have
to... I guess there's a question, do we ultimately need some sort of position with them?
I mean, they have underlying locations in a kind of grid world, but the agent doesn't really deal with that at all.
Well, see, in some sense, the location itself is actually the easiest way to show the advantage because it's the most useless thing there is.
Yeah.
That's why all these grid tasks where you can pick a goal just work so great, because effectively you can throw away virtually everything. Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to have some more information about... I want to study... computer science, and
okay.
I don't know where is the office.
You're an undergraduate or graduate student?
I have a degree in Vietnam.
What kind of degree do you have?
Information technology.
A bachelor's degree?
Yeah, a bachelor's.